Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Joining us today on Let's Talk About It, we have Jamestown mail carrier and food drive coordinator for the National Stamp Out Hunger coming up in Jamestown this week, and Joanne Ray, welcome to our show.
Morning. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much for taking some time and stepping off the streets to step into the studio. We appreciate having you in here to talk about Stamp Out Hunger. For those who are unaware, Joanne, of what Stamp Out Hunger is, would you mind kind of explaining what that is?
Yeah, it's our 27th annual National Association of Letter Carriers Food Drive, and it's coming up this Saturday, May 11th. And what we do is when we're out collecting mail, if you leave a bag of non-perishable items, we will come and pick them up for you. And everything that we pick up goes stays here at our local food bank.
Awesome. It's very, very cool. So simple. All an individual needs to do is just place that food out. You guys pick it up and you'll take it to the food bank. And there's been a lot of success in our community with this, right, Joanne?
Yes, yes. We've been very fortunate. We have a lot of generous people. And last year we collected about 2,200 pounds of food locally. So it was awesome to see.
Yeah, that is fantastic. So Stamp Out Hunger coming up again this Saturday in Jamestown. Are there times, Joanne, that they need to be setting this food out, like before a certain time, so that way they can get, you guys can get to it in time?
Usually the rule of thumb is like by 9 a.m. if your letter carrier comes at 8:30, go ahead and leave it out then. But we'll have volunteers coming out and helping us too. So oftentimes it's before your mail is collected even.
Perfect. Okay, so keep that in mind if you want to participate in this. Going on 27 years annually, raising millions of pounds of food that then stay local. And Joanne, how did you guys get involved in this? Was it just something you heard about, or you just knew that this was something that, you know, Jamestown needs to get involved with?
Well, locally here, we have a need in our community too. It affects many, many people, you know, kids, families, elderly, veterans, and just something that we can pay it forward to our community here.
Definitely. So they bring you your mail and now they're accepting your food donations, at least for one day only, coming up again this Saturday, May 11th in Jamestown. I know it's going on several other places as well, but this is, we're talking for Jamestown right now. Joanne Ray again, Jamestown mail carrier and food drive coordinator. Joanne, is there any location they can go to learn more about this? If they have questions, you know, what can I donate? What can't I donate? Do you have a couple of places they can go to get more information about that?
Yeah, we have a website, www.stampouthunger.com. I think it's .us.
Okay.
You can check out that and it'll tell you non-perishable things are what we're asking for, like your pasta, your rice, beans, et cetera.
Typical non-perishable stuff.
Yes.
Perfect. Joanne, anything else about Stamp Out Hunger coming up this Saturday, or anything else you'd encourage our listeners to do?
If you can donate, that would be great. Anything is helpful for our community, and we appreciate anything.
Perfect. Joanne, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.